Wendy, old Kurt Wagner is joining us. Old Kurt has his own website. It's tvshowpatrol.com, and he comes in, and we talk television with him. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Hi. I'm
old. Nice to see you. You're not old.
Kurt is looking for a job currently, and you just told him he was too old.
He said, I'm too old, and I said, I don't think you are too old. How old are you? And he told us, and then as it turns out, he is too old.
Yes.
You're older than he is.
Yeah, how about that?
And it all came up because my hair's turning white.
You just got a haircut. You look fantastic. I don't know who's cutting your hair, but it looks great. And you said
great?
Ever since.
God, you're so mean.
He said great.
Great. Oh. I didn't say gray. But you said that now with the haircut, the gray is more apparent in your hair.
Well, it's not even gray. It's just white.
Oh.
You watching scary movies?
Yeah.
Is that what
people
it is?
People running around the corners. Every time I walk around a corner, somebody's there going, boo.
Oh, nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. Speaking of which, since we're talking scary, Fear the Walking Dead has been on for a couple of weeks. I have to say this. They've been some pretty good episodes.
Not Wait, it's so back?
Much, yeah, Fear the Walking Dead has been
it's
on for
been
the last
back
few
for,
weeks.
What, 3 weeks?
Yeah, no one
two
told
or three.
Me this.
Two. Because you're busy.
You know what? If you go to tvshowpatrol.com, you can see the... I do a monthly TV calendar that
yeah,
lists
I know.
All the premieres.
All right, can I subscribe? Can you email me?
Ooh, maybe I should start that.
Subscription.
But the last few episodes have really been very, very strong episodes, not in terms of gore, just in terms of storytelling.
Drama.
Yeah, in terms of the drama, like the kids like to say. Are you happy with what you're seeing over there?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't been watching it.
That show did not speak to me as much as the original Walking Dead did, but I thought, you know, it took me a while to invest time and love into the characters in the original.
Right.
That I've watched every episode. I didn't realize it was back. How's the Johnny Depp lookalike doing?
The kid who plays Nick on the show does look exactly like Johnny
He's
Depp.
He's lifting Johnny Depp's whole thing.
Like skinny Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And unkempt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I saw him at San Diego Comic-Con the year, not this most recent one in July, but the year before. And at the, I don't know what party it was he was at, but he was just by himself.
Yeah.
Just like he is much of the time on the show.
Yeah.
By himself.
Wandering off.
In the corner next to, by the pool.
Really?
Just
I would
a cigarette.
Think
just
chicks
not
would
doing,
be all over
just
him.
Just totally chill.
And he is also British, is he not?
I don't know.
I think he is.
I think
nearly
might,
everybody
yeah.
on the show is British. You don't know it until you see him in an interview. And you
right.
just go, wow, almost
yeah.
everyone is British.
But you've been liking it?
Yeah, they've really...
Because you were a little lukewarm on it before, weren't you? First season?
I liked it. It, as Wendy pointed out, it's not as strong of a show as the original Walking Dead is, but they've introduced some concepts this season. For instance, there's a character who it appears has been bitten but is still kind of living and is fine.
What?
So they're trying, they haven't really explained how that's possible.
Wow.
And I like that they're experimenting a little bit with the show. It's been fun to watch the last few weeks. The other show that both Wendy and I were smitten with, and you were too, Kurt, Stranger Things over at Netflix. We have some very good news for fans of Stranger Things.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty obvious, but Netflix made it official that they're going to give it a second season.
Awesome.
Not sure what's going to happen. There's no details or anything, but...
The kids were, I was telling you guys off the air, the kids of Stranger Things were on Jimmy Fallon and were really cute and funny, and they did a deleted scene of Stranger Things, which is hysterical, and I'm sure you can find it on YouTube
yeah.
or look for Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing's out there. I was just looking at it.
It's
yeah.
really funny. I love those kids. I love that show.
Don't you think, and we've seen this in the past with other genres on television, when something hits that is kind of an unexpected hit, because people thought, oh, this has a chance. It's
right.
a very retro-feeling show. But it was a huge, huge hit. They're saying the biggest hit of the summer for Netflix. Don't you think there will be copycat shows on the other networks?
Oh, for
now?
Sure. I mean, that happens all the time. And, you know, we can talk about something happening this month that follows that vein, is that once there's a success, of course, you know, when The Walking Dead became successful, suddenly there are a bunch of zombie shows coming
right.
to TV or movies or what have you.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
The first superhero show that did well. Now we have, what, 15 superhero shows, something like that.
There are a lot.
Yeah. So, and I think that you know, Netflix sort of started the nostalgia thing going.
Yeah.
By bringing back some old shows, and, you know, that's certainly
yeah.
happening too. And so now there'll probably be stuff more like this. Yeah, no doubt.
It's so funny. Even so much of the show of Stranger Things, and if people haven't seen it, it's still very easy to find on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch all 8 episodes or 10 episodes. I can't remember. It's somewhere in there. But everything about it, from the opening credits to the background music to the style of the show, it just harkens back to the 80s for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sort of hits on a lot of genres from that time period, too. You know, a lot of the Steven Spielberg-ish type stuff, but also John Hughes movies a little bit. I mean, there's a little bit of 16 Candles kind of stuff going on in there, too. There's a lot of different things in there that...
It's awesome.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I mean, it was inevitable because it did so well. And at the end of it, it ended kind of open, as if to say, hey, there's more if you want it.
Right.
So that's good news that there's going to be a second season. Do we have any idea when that second season will take place? Just somewhere down the road.
Yeah, just somewhere down the road.
All right.
And, I think it's hard for these... For the streaming services, it might be a little harder to set all those things in motion and get it at a certain time. Like, it's always going to be,
it might vary.
Yeah, on broadcast television, you can pretty much say, okay, well, I'll be back next fall because it's a fall TV show.
Sure.
I'll be back next summer. That schedule doesn't always work out in this situation because, the contracts probably are, they might be shooting something else. They have to bring all those people back together in a different sort of situation. So it's never a guarantee
right. That
it'll be exactly 1 year from now.
Kurt Wagner. Oh, go on,
I just
Wendy.
Wanted to say I have officially stopped watching Big Brother.
You're out? Good.
And I
Doesn't
only
that
say that
good?
Because I don't know how many seasons there were, but there were quite a few. I watched every single solitary one, and my family started without me,
yeah. And
I have not taken the time to catch up. And I got to tell you, other than I heard Ziggy Marley was on an episode just to perform in the backyard and then didn't even converse with him. He just said, yeah, I'm on, and left. I was only paid for one song, man. I'm out of here.
That's funny, though.
That's the only thing I know that I would have missed. Other than that, I tuned in for a half a second. I've broken
done.
My habits.
You're done.
Wow. Well, then you will not like the piece of news that I had today.
No, my family will like it.
The
so.
CBS All Access, the version this fall, has a start date and a name.
But again, you have to purchase your
Yes,
CBS
you do. And
on...
it's $5.99, but CBS All Access did announce this week that it's $5.99 with limited commercials, and now you can do a $9.99 with no commercials.
$5.99 per month?
Month.
Yeah. $5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Wendy, don't insult him. It's Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up. What is it called?
Television?
More Big Brother?
Big Brother Uncovered or something like that.
Oh.
I can't even remember. I lost it in my notes here.
Questions
we'll come
or
back.
Comments for Kurt? 312-981-7.
Oh, Big Brother Over the Top.
And when does it start?
It starts September 28th, CBS All Access. And they're going to have bonus things like 24/7 live feeds, chat, and impact votes. Plus a weekly 1-hour episode with live evictions and more.
Oh, live evictions.
So there'll be more interaction with the audience.
That might be cool. Maybe I'm bad.
$5.99 a month,
Wendy.
Okay, not bad.
Cough it up. 312-981-7200 if you have any questions or comments for Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN. Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com. Try him for 60 days. If you don't like Kurt Wagner, return him. You'll get your money back. If you have any questions
but
or comments.
But you will like him.
You're going to like Kurt Wagner. It's impossible not to like him. He just got a haircut. 312-981-7200 if you have any questions or comments for Kurt Wagner. Oh, look, here come the calls.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Trish is on the line. Hi, Trish. Kurt Wagner here.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Great, Trish. How are you? Everything good?
I'm doing great. It's
good.
A beautiful day.
Yeah.
It is.
I wanted to mention a program I started watching that I think started on the History Channel, and that's The Vikings.
Yes. Love
I
that show.
I wasn't sure I was going to like that, but I love it.
Yeah. It's a great
it's
show.
Really.
What do we see with The Vikings? What goes on with The Vikings, Kurt?
It's about,
the Vikings.
It's about Vikings,
yeah.
The right name, then.
And it is starts the second half of its fourth or fifth season this fall sometime. They haven't announced exactly when, though.
Great.
But they did... 20 episodes.
Oh, yeah?
They did basically 2 seasons in 1.
Wow.
This season, yeah. And it follows the Vikings from early on. This explorer Viking named Ragnar Lothbrok.
Ragnar Lothbrok is in this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big fan.
And then his sons, and they've reached the point where his sons, in the upcoming part of this season, his sons will be adults, and they'll all be fighting together.
And you love it, Trish?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Absolutely. My husband and I started watching it. And I thought at first it'd be kind of boring because, the Vikings just fought a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Pillaging, a lot of pillaging.
But the storyline behind it is really good. And, of course, the main guy, what's his name again?
Ragnar Luffballs.
He's got eyes to die for.
Oh, so, yeah.
Luffballs?
I'm just sitting there watching.
Yeah, the actor's
blue eyes.
Yeah, Travis Fimmel is the actor. He's from Australia.
All right, well, have a great weekend. And yes, the Vikings are coming.
The Vikings are coming, everybody.
Go to my site. I have tons of interviews with a lot of those actors from that show.
Oh, terrific. Okay.
Thanks, Trish.
TVshowpatrol.com is where you go.
Yep.
Not to plug myself.
No, but you
have to. You're looking for work here, buddy.
Kurt, what about this? There's going to be, I think, four shows, I think, about JonBenet Ramsey.
Right. There are four. Yeah, it's the 20th anniversary of that case of when they found her.
I can't sleep. Seriously, when I think back of that case, it still to this day drives me insane.
It's kind of impossible to believe that it has not been solved.
I know.
But she was found in her family's basement, right?
Yeah.
In Boulder, Colorado.
Yep. Yeah.
And
the brother was a suspect for a while.
Yeah, and the parents.
Patsy has since died of ovarian cancer. It's just, the whole thing drives me nuts.
So
and
there
people
are four,
have come forward saying that they were the ones who did it, and it turned out they weren't the ones who did it. Yeah. It just gets weirder and weirder.
There are two multi-episode documentaries coming up on CBS. The Case of JonBenet Ramsey is an anthology series. It's a 3-night documentary, and then A&E has a 2-hour documentary, and Investigation Discovery has a 3-night documentary.
Good God.
Then sometime in November there's going to be a Lifetime movie, of course.
Yeah.
Which will be dramatized, the whole thing called Who Killed JonBenet, which probably will not be all that accurate.
Right.
Because that's just a dramatic version of it.
And because it's Lifetime, Meredith Baxter Burney will probably play JonBenet Ramsey, won't she?
As an addict.
Right.
And then Dr. Phil and his season premiere in a week, I think, September 12th, is talking to Burke Ramsey, JonBenet's brother, who at the time was young. Now he's in his 30s, I think. And he's having a 2-part season premiere with Burke
with
Ramsey.
Him on.
Yeah. I might have to watch that.
But each one of these is doing, you know, new interviews, and there's all kinds of new, and some of them are touting new
information,
new discoveries and stuff.
Then solve it.
None of them seem to be doing that. I mean, there's one that's called, the A&E one's subtitled The Truth Uncovered, but I'm not sure that they're actually claiming that they're going to solve it.
You know, when they showed that very successful O.J. Simpson miniseries last year, I thought to myself, the next one they should do is JonBenet Ramsey, but it's not. It's the Menendez brothers, right? Isn't that the next one
they're doing?
Do?
The dramatized thing that they're doing is the Menendez brothers, yes.
Yeah.
And then CBS, after the success of Making a Murderer on Netflix, CBS is doing this, launching this, The Case of... And then their first one is JonBenet.
Oh. See, but they may find...
And that will be a continual thing, too.
And that will be great because, like, Brendan Dassey is going to be released from jail if you watch Making of a Murderer.
Right.
And, I mean, just maybe information will come forward if these things become more popular.
Well, it's sort of like, what was that show? Was that the 70s or 80s? The show where they did the...
America's Most Wanted?
Yeah, America's Most Wanted.
With
John Walsh. This is sort of that genre.
Cases were closed because of that. I mean, so helpful.
And that was on for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sort of bringing that back, but sort of in a more, the production value is greater and, you know.
I'm always amazed. There's a bunch of shows on where they take for an hour or sometimes 2 hours, they'll take a case that you would think everybody in the country would be aware of. You know, a missing school teacher, just something that you go, how could everyone in the country not know that case? But there seems to be no shortage of these very mysterious crimes, many of which have gone unsolved for decades.
Right.
Cold cases.
Yeah, the cold cases.
Right.
And then I always think to myself, boy, the time and effort that went into, you know, sometimes there's interviews over a series of years. It's not just something you can throw together at the last minute. I'm amazed by how much of that there is.
Well, and this JonBenet case, they're still investigating.
Still. It's an open case.
I thought I saw a story that talked about some of the detectives in Colorado saying, you know, we're never going to not try to figure this out until it's solved. But
it gets harder and harder as time goes on.
It is amazing, like you were saying, Wendy, that case is still unsolved, considering it was just in such a closed area, you know, in such a... It was in their house.
Yeah.
I blame John Ramsey for a while, the dad.
I think a lot of people did for a while.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't think, I don't know, I thought maybe Patsy was jealous of the looks that her daughter had. I mean, I really put a lot of time and effort into this case and couldn't solve it. Yeah. And we have to get Amanda on because I hit her button to talk. Amanda, we have 10 seconds here. You had a question for Kurt?
Yes, hi. I was just asking about the show on PBS. It's called The Tunnel.
Yes. What about
it? I wondered, they showed season one, but then when I researched it, it showed many more seasons. Is PBS going to show any more seasons?
I think they will if it was successful, this first season was. It's a British show, so they're doing the British version of The Tunnel, which was originally a Danish show, I think. And it's been an American, there's been an American version too. So I think that if it was successful, they will, but I haven't heard that. Yet.
What is The Tunnel,
yeah,
real quick?
It's a murder mystery thing. In this case, the original was called The Bridge.
Yeah.
And there was two bodies that were put together right at the border of in this case, it's in the channel.
Yeah.
So the border of France and England. And at first, the detectives think it's one body.
But it was two.
Then they discover that the person has taken two halves.
Oh, my God.
That's and twisted. So then it becomes this very twisted, bizarre, deeper and deeper, sort of conspiracy and murder. And,
oh, I like that. That sounds
good, Amanda. I mean, it doesn't sound good,
Well made.
Right.
Sounds well made, well crafted. All right.
The border is what keeps it very interesting because they're solving it on both sides.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then there's a French and an English detective.
Oh, that's cool. Inspector Clouseau, is he on this case?
No, he isn't.
Darn it.
Thank you, Amanda. Be looking for it. And maybe if it's on Channel 11, look at their website and see if they're going to
schedule it. It's been airing on PBS, yeah.
Excellent. Kurt, thank you. Have a great weekend. Kurt Wagner is his name. His website, again, tvshowpatrol.com. It's a good one. If you love television, visit it.
September is Fall TV starts, so there's tons of new shows. There's Star Trek things happening. We didn't get to that. The Star Trek 50th anniversary. So there's a bunch of stuff
we'll cover next week.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.